Hello, everyone. It's Keith Anderson again. Welcome to the Working Podcast. It's great to be back. We got an interesting show ahead of us. I'm joined today by a very special guest, okay, Talia Flores, okay, from Florida. Talia became involved with For Living about a month ago, kind enough to contribute to the blog, and she wanted to join the podcast. I was quite excited that she was keen to do so. And she's the star advocate, okay? And it's probably best that she explain who she is, why she's here, and her interest in inward living practice. Welcome, Leah.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So for those of you who don't know who I am, my name's Talia Flores. I am the author of James Ticking Time Bomb. And I was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, and recently I got diagnosed with adjustment disorder and anxiety and depression. But I don't let that define me at all.
Great to hear. Okay. I read some of your work, okay, some of your writings and such for other platforms, and you've got such a zest for life. You just want to enjoy life best you can, which is inspiration for so many.
Thank you. My motto is, you must stomp on the boundaries that come your way, and I'm happy to do that with the gift that I've received.
Yeah, you had suggested the idea of stomping on cerebral palsy and stomping on mental health, mental illness. Okay, and I thought that was a great topic to address here today.
Yep, because you have to, despite everything you're going through and all the struggles you face, there's more to life than just ending it because you feel defeated.
Yes, and with mental health for sure, okay, I know the darkness quite well, the darkness of depression, and you're right, you do want to think it's life is just not worth it, okay? And you do look for an answer, okay? And not a pleasant one, perhaps, like you mentioned. And I think it's important that you grab onto what you have, you focus on what you have, not on what you don't have, and you make the best of your life, okay? It's a struggle at times, like you've said, but we're still here, right?
Yeah, we're still here, and we have a purpose to live because God has given us life. And he's given us the gift of life. So why take it away? Because you're going through an obstacle that could be simply defeated compared to if you commit suicide, your life is over.
Yes. Tragic. But when with some help and some support and such, okay, one can still have a good life.
Right? Yes, one could still have a good life. If you go to therapy, if you focus on the things you love, then that's all that should matter at the end of the day. And writing's helped me cope with it all.
Yes. Since
I'm 16 years old.
Okay. How old are you now?
I'm 23 now.
Okay. Okay. So you've been an advocate for some time, for sure.
Yes, for cerebral palsy, and now I'm new into worth living. Because I feel like for people with disabilities, we do go through a time in our lives where we feel like we have nothing.
Yes.
And when I turned 22... it became very difficult for me because I felt like I was falling off the cliff. Because you see all your able-bodied friends go through life, college, school, get married. And for me, it's just been difficult because I had this condition.
Yes.
And I was struggling with it a lot.
And
so for me, I go to the doctor. I tell the doctor everything that's going on. And they prescribe me to be on these pills. And shortly after taking them, I realized that I didn't want to do this anymore. Like, I didn't want to take the pills anymore.
Sure.
Because I didn't want the pill to define my life or my happiness, so I just kept on writing.
Mm-hmm.
And writing's the best medicine for me. So.
Okay. So that's your focus, is your writing?
Yes. Whenever I need to escape, I just start creating characters and I just start writing.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting, okay, to hear you know, that you found something to focus on, okay, that gives you an inspiration, okay? Because I think it's so important for all of us who have mental health struggles, challenges, that we find within ourselves.
Yes.
Something or some means by which to sort of have a better life.
Okay. My advice to... Sure. Anybody struggling is that this is temporary and you just have to keep on stomping and find your purpose.
Yes. Yeah. And you do pain. That.
Pain, I mean, is only temporary. But when when you take your life, it's forever.
Yep. Very well said. Indeed. You know, and before we came on the podcast, when you and I had a little chat to prepare, you know, I mentioned, mm-hmm. okay, you know, all I've learned about you in the last month or so, mm-hmm. you know, you're so involved and committed and dedicated to your causes, you know, to a better life. I mean, you're a true inspiration to me, honestly. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And, you know, like I said, we started this, you've done more of these podcasts than I. You've done videos and podcasts and such, so you're spreading your message, okay, to so many people, and that is so important, okay, because not all of us can do what you do. Not all of us can take it, you know, can write or in public talk about your depression, talk about your cerebral palsy and such. Okay, so it's almost a responsibility that we have to talk in public about it. Okay, so others can hear it, so they know they're not alone.
Yes, it is our responsibility to talk about it and end the silence. I've known so many people that have been afraid to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, go talk about it. Go to therapy. Mm-hmm. I go to therapy.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yep. I did therapy once a week for 2 years.
And it's so helpful.
It was. It was amazing. Each week got better and better and better. I mean, I was in such a deep, dark hole that weekly therapy was needed, and I was, you know, available to me. And it was baby steps each week, okay, you know, to leave the house a bit more, perhaps, okay, or to watch a movie, to read a book. You know, I kind of had to, like, relearn how to do all that stuff in my life.
Yeah,
and therapy gave me that path.
I mean, it's not an easy thing to go through such a hard time. But I tell people, I'd rather write about that hard time than have people visit a place where they're going to remember me in a bad and negative way.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, what you're doing is an inspiration, like I've said. Okay. And I think you had a lot to contribute yet. Okay, mm-hmm. I walk in your contribution to the word living. You know, I think it's important that we take the opportunities to, you know, again, like I said, you know, to do it in public, to talk about this. It's so important. You know, and I tend to sort of have blinders on, and I think about mental health, and that's it. And I think the whole world is with me, but so mm-hmm. few people in the world are, you know, understand mental health like we do. For example.
Exactly.
So it's important for us to, you know, educate other people. Okay. You know, those with mental illness and those with, you know, who don't have it, but just understand that this is part of life for some people. We have challenges.
This is a part of life, and the sad thing is that and we now have celebrities that we looked up to taking the dark path of life.
Yes.
I mean, I love Katie Spade's purses, but I don't want to be like her and how she decided to.
Yes, I understand completely. And I've been in that dark place. You know, I've stood on the deck of my house years ago, thinking this is the end. You know, that was the solution. I did not want to die, but angst and turmoil in my mind was so intense that I thought that was the answer.
And I'm happy that you're here with us today.
Well, wonderful to hear that. Thank you so much. Okay, you made my day better. Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I'm happy I'm still here too. Because life did get better.
Life does get better.
Yeah. Each day, each minute, okay, each hour gets better, okay? And the darkness will lift, and then the light will shine. And there's so much to enjoy out there.
It's so much to enjoy in life that no obstacles to go is a worry.
Mm. Yes. You know, and I have moments when I'm sad, moments when I'm upset, I'm lonely, you know, all those things. That's just normal life, okay? It's not mental illness. I know what that is, okay? That's like months and years of darkness. That's where I was. So I get that, okay? I understand. Mm-hmm. You know, the full darkness. And it takes time for the light to shine through. It's not like everything's beautiful mm-hmm. today. Okay, it takes time.
Especially you know? When you get into your 20s.
Yes.
But on top of that, imagine having a disability and you're feeling trapped.
Yes, no. Yeah, that's a challenge for sure.
Okay. And that's where the issue comes in. Because once people with disabilities are 25, we tend to fall off the cliff and feel like everything goes. But with me, I got it a little bit earlier. I got it at 22.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're still here.
Yeah, and I'm happy.
I know. Okay, it's wonderful to talk with you. Okay, this is important. This is special. Okay, to get to know you better, okay, to talk about these things, you know.
I mean, there's days where my adjustment disorder gets to me, but now I'm learning how to cope with it.
Sure. Yeah. No, I like I said, you're an incredible advocate. Okay, you've done so much. You're quite accomplished in advocacy.
Without taking the prescribed medicines.
Yes.
Because I feel like that was making me worse.
Okay. Okay. So you didn't like the medication that had been prescribed for you then?
The first one I did, but the second one, when I went to go visit the therapist, it was like really bad.
Yes.
So I said, you know what? Enough's enough.
Okay. So you just chose not to take them?
I just chose not to take them, but I continue to make writing the best medication.
Okay. You found an outlet then? You found a means to sort of, like you said earlier, mm-hmm. writing is such an important aspect of your life? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So writing kind of brings this sense of well-being with you?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're fortunate.
Thank you.
In terms of not being able to take, you know, you don't need to take medication. You know, same here. I was on meds for like 2 years
mm-hmm.
after my mental breakdown, and then I weaned off of them, and I've been fortunate I don't need them, and that's years ago now.
Amen. Yeah.
So like, it's nice that I'm healthy without them. Okay. I know so many people, you know, take them, and that's fine. If you need them, it's like any medication. If you need to take it, You know, I take a medication as well for some, you know, a minor thing. Okay. I take it every day. Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So people take meds for depression or bipolar, you know, you need it, take it. Okay. But yeah, if you're able to do so without, then, you know, good for you. Yes. Very interesting.
Thank you.
To learn more about you, indeed. Okay. So if anybody has any other suggestions for topics for Klee and me to discuss, let us know, please.
Yes,
we're all over social media, right? You'll find us.
Yes.
We're living, okay, is everywhere. On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the website.
My website as well.
Yeah, what's your address there? What's your website address?
TyleaFlores.com. And you can add me on Facebook at Stomping on CP with Tylea. And then Instagram, same thing. And that's about it.
Wonderful. Well, great talking.
Great talking to you too.
Okay, thank you very much. We will do it again, correct?
Yep, correct.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Thanks now.
Thanks.
Good to Tylea.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.